You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com.
Transform the way you hunt with the all-new Base cellular trail camera connected by the Moultrie mobile app. Moultrie Mobile's industry-best app gives you complete control over your camera settings, up-to-the-minute updates from the field, and other interactive scouting tools on your smartphone or computer. Features like weather forecast, advanced species recognition, interactive maps, and a whole lot more. For more information and to make your purchase, visit www.moultriemobile.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast, where you're going to hear a valuable hunting-based conversation that's tailored for us Southern folk. If you love what we do and would like to support Southern Ground Hunting, you can visit patreon.com/southernground hunting, or you can click on the link in the show notes below. We'd love for you to join the Southern Ground Hunting community today. Again, that's patreon.com/southernground hunting. You can also support us by leaving us a rating and review on iTunes. It helps more than you know, and we greatly appreciate it. And now, let's get to the show. Well, we are in the final month before deer season gets started. And Luke, I don't know about you, man. I'm freaking jacked.
Countdown the days. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Now,
which you'll be hunting earlier than me. I couldn't.
Not really. I mean, if you count all species.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, if we count all species, I mean, I will be dove hunting when you're deer hunting.
Yeah,
but my wife wouldn't let me go out of town.
Gator hunting this week. So
yeah, it's going to be insane.
That's going
to
be
what a way to kick off a season.
I know. Let's go on a gator hunt. You know,
let's go gator hunting.
So anyways, that's kind of a teaser, because next week we're going to have an episode from, do you call it Gator Camp? Is that a thing? You got like
Gator That sounds camp. Good to me. We're the Gator Boys this week.
Yep. So next week will be the first ever gator hunting themed podcast. We maybe shouldn't have said anything. People are going to be like, well, I'm not going to listen next week. But no, this week is going to be really good. We got the guys from the Bow Hunting League here with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But Luke, I want you to know that I did something. These guys are going to flip out too. I did something today that I haven't done. I've actually never done, and that was sight in a crossbow.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Why are you ashamed?
I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed at all. If I was ashamed, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. You acted like you were a little ashamed, because today you were like, when you text, you said with something about, I'm not going to lie.
I shouldn't like it this much, I think is what I said.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this much fun, but it was a freaking blast sighting that thing in, because I've been shooting my dang bow, you know, I've been shooting the recurve. I've been shooting my new Bowtech, the CP28, getting everything dialed in. And I'm now to the point where I'm shooting broadheads and I'm taking like two or three shots a day, just trying to make those two or three shots really count. So I was kind of just fiddle farting around down here in my office this evening. And I was like, you know what? I've got this crossbow and I've got this idea. I want to take my daughter with me this year, to a certain area where I feel there's a good opportunity. We'd be able to just sit and make a little ground blind and try to kill a doe. And, I don't want to try to draw back a bow with my daughter and all that stuff. So I am going to try to take the crossbow. And if I do, I will have no issue. I've killed a deer with a crossbow. I've never owned one or sighted one in. I killed one time with a crossbow, and it was, you know, it was still pretty freaking fun.
They're fun.
You've killed a pretty big deer with a crossbow.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, two seasons ago. Yeah.
The same Early interesting season. Fact, the same crossbow that I killed a deer with, maybe 2 years before that, something like that.
Oh, nice.
Yep. That very same one.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
It's my uncle's crossbow.
Yeah, I borrowed it.
And then I gave it to you, and you borrowed it. And did he have it back
I cannot believe that. Yeah, I remember I brought it back to you, because I think he was wondering where, you know, who stole it. was like, yeah, just killed a few deer with it. Here you go. It's you,
the,
it back.
You know the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants? That was like, that was big whenever I was in high school. I think it was a TV show.
I've heard about it.
We have the Brotherhood of the Traveling Crossbow. I like
that. That's it. I think he started getting jealous and he was like, give me that back. I got to kill something with
it now. I got to kill something with it. Anyways, I don't plan to hunt with it a lot, but I do want to take it out a few times. And it's a sweet little thing. It's a Excalibur, so it's a recurve crossbow. It's the Mag Air. So it was just like super easy. It's almost like a AR platform type.
It's simple.
Plastic, very simple, really cool. But we're not talking about crossbows today. We're talking
about... You guys keep talking about crossbows. I'm going to drink a case of beer.
That was on purpose, Ben. I thought how ironic would it be to talk to the bow hunting league guys?
I'm going to be polite. This is his platform, but I'm going to get drunker than hell if he sits there and talks about crossbows the whole damn time.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about crossbows today. I just thought that'd be fun to start this episode that way.
That's your style, dog. I get it. It's funny.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about this season. I know you guys are, too. So, Ben, you're a returning guest probably for the third or fourth time. But why don't you take this opportunity? By the way, guys, listen to all the episodes with Ben. They're really, really dang good episodes with him, Matt Powell. Those are good episodes where you guys are together. So go back. I wish I could tell you off the top of my head what episode numbers they are, but I don't have any idea. So Ben, why don't you go ahead and introduce our other guest today? Because really, I've met him briefly a couple weekends ago at the Mobile Hunting Expo, but I think you'd probably be able to give him the best introduction.
So for those that don't know what the Bow Hunting League is and don't follow the Bow Hunting League, D.A. Porter is on with us tonight. D.A. has been helping the Bow Hunting League for about 3 years. He facilitates a lot of our social media engagement, tons of the structure things with the group and the contests. And he's a good guy to bounce ideas off. And he does a lot behind the scenes you didn't get credit for. But yeah, he's I don't really know what we call him other than just the he's pretty much my right hand when it comes to the Bow Hunting League, and I wouldn't be able to do any of it without him.
That's awesome. DA, we're happy to have you on the show, man. Welcome.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. So tell us where do you live at?
So I actually just moved to Missouri from Florida. I was living in Florida for the past 6 years. And work moved me out to Missouri, and I'm super thankful for the opportunity to hunt out here this season. It's looking like it's going to be a lot of fun. I've been doing a lot of scouting since I hit the ground out here, a lot of public. And after a little fine tuning, I finally found some deer that I'm super interested in. It's going to be a good year.
Now, you say Florida, but I could tell by the way you said scouting that you are not originally from Florida. Where are you originally at? Because these Florida guys are going to be like, he's a poser. That guy ain't from Florida. Son of a gun.
So I grew up, I was born and raised in Massachusetts, and then I joined the military at 18, and I never went back there. So I'm a self-proclaimed mutt. I have been in New Mexico, Florida, two times, and then, you know, England, all over the place. And like I said, now I'm super thankful to be living and working out here in Missouri. My favorite part of it is that I'm centrally located. I usually hit 5 to 7 different states a year, and you got to imagine driving from the panhandle of Florida out to New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Tennessee a couple times a year. It really racks up the miles. Now I just got a couple hour drive north, south, east, or west, and I'm in good buck country.
Yeah, man, Missouri would be freaking killer. My wife has told me multiple times how bad she wants to move to Florida. I'd still let you could just go on more trips. And I'm like, yeah, but you're talking about like a long ways to get anywhere that I'd want to be for deer hunting. But you killed a pretty good deer last year in Florida, right?
I did. It was kind of like one of those little divine things. It was my final season there. It was my final hunt. And I shot a beautiful buck. out on some so I'm gonna be honest, it was a quota hunt on are you guys familiar with Florida at all?
A little bit. Somewhat. Not terribly.
There's a lot of military range out there, and I drew an archery quota hunt, and geez, this was just when I shot this buck, I about fell out of the tree, and I had killed four bucks bigger than that, you know, this season already. But like, that thing meant so much to me, just because, again, you travel to different areas, there's a different standard for each spot, and to kill, I think it was like 115 inch buck. Dang. This is beautiful buck for that area. And I mean, that was one of my favorite hunts last year. I'm super, super, super excited to get that guy back from the taxidermist.
That's cool, man. It's always been that way for me with Florida, man. Like, just, I've hunted it quite a few times. I missed a pretty good buck there last year. And like, I know exactly what you mean. I think a lot of people listen to this. We have a lot of listenership from Florida. Mm-hmm. And you say 115 inch deer, everybody pretty much knows honestly, 115 inch deer is a pretty good deer in general. And you talk about in Florida, like, that's pretty killer. That's awesome, man.
The thing that I'm stoked about too is, you know, I know some people weren't happy about it, but when they went to $5 for the season, in, you know, 3 to 5 years from now, that area that I was hunting specifically had some great genes. I'm interested to see what's going to be running around out there. I'll make an annual trip every, you know, end of January, early February, and go see what's running around. Cause, you know, maybe there'll be, you know, that 115 will be the new standard for that spot.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, man. I love hearing about people, getting it done in Florida. Like, whenever I perk up every time somebody says something about deer hunting in Florida, cause I'm itching to get back there and hunt this year. So, man, that's a incredible deer. And you had a video of that hunt, right?
So I was basically on live the second that I shot. I had posted a couple videos of the buck running around before he was just out of range, and then I was on live for just about everything, you know, me talking in the tree and then the recovery. And like I said, that was a neat experience, because I've killed some other ones down there too, some really nice ones, but just something about that hunt was just, it was one of those ones that you'll never forget.
Yeah, man, that was cool. That's really cool. Luke, have you ever hunted in Florida?
No, I wish.
Dude, we need to go.
I know, so remember I was, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. I'll follow it.
No, I was just going to say, I was looking at it earlier this summer. And remember, I asked you, Parker, I was like, dude, I really want to go hunting. You're like, it's going to be miserably hot. But yeah. I was looking at the different zones and whatnot. And I thought about it and asked my wife. And we just had a little one. So I've tried and prayed and begged to do everything that I can to go hunting. And she said yes to the gator hunt. So I'm just thankful that I get to go do something. So Florida was freaking out. Tennessee's out. I get to go on a gator hunt. So I'm praying to the good Lord that she'll let me hunt this whole season here in Alabama. I'm like, I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm going. I'm sorry, I'm going.
Yeah, man. I mean, speaking of that, Florida, dang, they've already kicked off down in the South.
I know. In South God, Florida. It pumps me up. Yes, that's, I was wild. Looking at some posts. And yeah,
down the Everglades.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been there.
Don't you know that'd be a rough experience,
dude?
Traditional. If you're traditionally hunting out of a tree stand or something, I mean, that would be terrible. I would have like a portable AC unit and maybe sit in a box with a portable AC, and like,
so
put my feet in some ice water or something.
Speaking of that, Ben, has there been any bucks registered down there in the bow hunting league yet?
No. And I don't think we've had anything entered anywhere around there. Most of the stuff has been panhandle and like northern Florida.
We're getting closer though. Like, one of my goals I started last year has been to recruit a southern crowd, because there's two pieces that I love. Like, there are some areas that kick off super early. You know, I'd love to see some early season Florida bucks entered, but that's the excitement come January, February. I want to see, you know, Florida, Alabama people just crushing bucks while everyone else's season is kind of wrapping up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would just love to see that.
I mean, that's it's awesome. It's awesome to kill deer on feeding patterns and stuff. And especially, like, you know, I could see where a guy grinding out late season, like late in January or even early February in Ohio, he's been chasing that deer all year, finally kills him on food. That would be pretty exhilarating. But realistically, I mean, if you could chase the rut the entire year, wouldn't that be awesome? Start off in Canada and come all the way down through, you know, the southern states. That'd be awesome.
Well, you can do that actually pretty much in Alabama.
That's exactly what I was just about to say.
I mean, Alabama has our own little miniature version of that.
Alabama starts earlier than some of the Midwest, and then it's cranked up and season's out a lot of times and the bucks are chasing, you know.
I know a lot of guys see that in March. I was watching some video of a guy posted of a trail cam vid that he had from Florida of a buck grunting chasing a doe, and this was towards the end of July. I'm thinking, if you hunt that, you hunt Alabama, you've really got till February of somewhere you're going to be able to find where bucks are rutting, which is so crazy to me.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it.
Awesome.
That's what I was going to offer up to you both earlier, like a good persuasive point, or for any of your listeners too, is, okay, so I think it's zone D, which is up in the panhandle. That goes until, you know, third week of February. All you do is say, hey, let's take a family vacation down to the beach. You know, we'll go stay at Destin, Pensacola. You know, you can go shopping. You can go get your nails done. I know it's the rut, and I'm just going to go for a couple days. You know, I'll go hunt in the morning, and then we'll hang out in the evening. You just turn it into a little family vacation, get you an Airbnb, and have like a little bougie rut festival down in Florida.
That's what I'm talking about.
Pretty much what we tried to do at the showdown the last two times we've done that. And it's, you know, if for what it is, it's been fun, you know. But yeah, for the most part, like, and, you know, I'm sure there's, you know, I know your podcast grows every year. I know there's guys that listen to it that may not have any idea what we're talking about when I say showdown and we're talking about this, but the Bow Hunting League is the largest free bow hunting contest in the nation. It's the largest free deer hunting contest in the nation. For the Southern state guys, there are lots of opportunities, and including that, we have prizes, you know, for the top bucks per state. All of the Southern states have a taxidermist sponsor this year. So if you kill the biggest buck in the state and you enter it in our biggest 4-hour contest for the state, you win a free shoulder mount. Heck, shoulder mounts are $700 and $750 somewhere, you know, some places. But main thing is it's a free contest. There's 3-man teams. You can team up with guys from anywhere in the nation. You can sign up with your buddies or find, you know, go in the group. We have a lot of people looking, you know, team up with multiple states. A lot of guys doing what y'all are talking about, wanting to travel and go hunt other places. That's how a lot of guys are doing it. But I did want to get a little quick plug in there. That way they can know kind of when I do refer to some things, you know, what we're talking about.
Hey guys, as most of you know, censorship for hunters and anglers is completely out of control. So we've partnered with the social media platform Go Wild to combat the mainstream social media censorship. Go Wild was built by outdoorsmen and women just like you. Go Wild is a free social community. Not only are your photos not censored, they're actually encouraged on Go Wild. They give you points for things like sharing your trophies, gear reviews, and inviting other friends. As you earn points, you unlock awesome rewards too, like gift cards, free stuff like knives, huge discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex, and so much more. And if you create a free account, you can unlock $10 just for trying it out. Visit gowild.com to get started. 6-Day Grind Coffee Co. is made for people like you, the ones out there grinding to reach your goals every single day. Whether it's the 3 a.m. wake-up calls to get into the woods or just getting through your workday, a good cup of high-quality coffee to start your day is imperative. When you buy from 6-Day Grind, you not only get a great bag of premium roasted coffee, you also have the opportunity to support conservation through their Coffee for Your Cause program, where 10% of your purchase goes to the conservation organization of your choice. Check out 6daygrindcoffeeco.com today. That's the word 6 followed by daygrindcoffeeco.com. Yeah, man. And I've seen kind of from its not infancy, but
it was man. I think we only had 2018, we had a 50 teams sign up that year.
Yeah.
So I mean, we were not on any kind of radar then. Yeah, yeah. You were talking real early.
Yeah, it was pretty early on, and I've been able to see it kind of grow, man, and then see, you know, meet new guys, people like DA, people that were at that expo. You know, I mean, y'all make it look like y'all are this is your full-time job. You really do. Yeah. Like you really make it. It seems like priority. It's a cool event. There's prizes. There's all kinds of neat stuff for it, and it's free now. It's called the Bow Hunting League. My state manual says that a crossbow is legal during bow hunting season, during archery season. Is it legal for the Bow Hunting League?
No.
Fantastic. So moving forward.
Vertical bows only. We have, we even included, we've expanded out our prizes because our prize pile has grown so much. We actually have a top traditional team prize this year too, where they're going to win brand new bear recurves from Route 66 Outdoors. So like, that's what I'm saying is, there is literally something for everyone, just like what we were saying. You know, even, you know, some of your Southern guys, you know, they may want to pick up a trad bow, and they could win the trad division by just hunting in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi. No doubt, it could happen.
Yeah,
the thing to add to that too is, like, this isn't an elitist thing. There are lots of contests out there that, you know, they'll allow any weapon. There are other bow hunting contests out there where you can include crossbows, and that's fine. You know, we're not trying to make it muddy. It's just we opted to make it a bow hunting specific competition. We love everyone. We love hunting and conservation, all those things. But around here, we don't use crossbows.
Fantastic. So,
yeah.
I don't want to talk too much about crossbows. I was actually...
It's fine. You know, and the thing is, like I've told guys before, you know, probably everyone in the group is a sportsman. You know, we take our kids and the wives go and just, or the dads, or if, you know, if you have, you know, just any reason somebody would use a crossbow or a gun, right? But the thing is, like, even though we're all sportsmen, this isn't a sportsman's group. And by us being niche-y like we are, guys can focus their energy on just bow hunting with vertical bows. And it just channels our focus where we're not spreading out trying to appease or, you know, say, hey, everybody's invited, you know. Everybody is invited, but you got to hunt with a bow.
Yeah, so tell me, you mentioned some new categories, new contests that kind of even expanded out even more. Obviously, when you think about a bow hunting contest, you think about size of bucks, right? Or antler size of bucks. What are some of the other categories that you have that other guys might be able to enter into, even though, say, somebody's hunting out in Florida where they really don't have much of a chance of competing with people from, you know, Missouri or Iowa or something like that? What do you got for them?
So I definitely appreciate you asking that, because sometimes when people hear, you know, oh, it's a bow hunting competition and I live in Florida, I'll never win that. I'm not going to sign up. So we really focus hard on how we can make it fun for everyone. So, you know, we've got our top 10 teams prize list, but we've included other categories. So like Ben mentioned, we've got top buck for each state, which so now you're at least going against people within your state. The other thing is we've got stuff like, okay, we've got a brand new Matthews bow that we're going to be giving away to a person that just enters a deer period. It could be a spike. It could be your first spike. It could be, you know, a 252-inch buck. But really, if you enter a deer in the contest, we're going to randomly select someone at the end live, and they're going to win a bow. And we just kind of started adding stuff like that. So it was like, hey, yep, it's a competition, and the main focus is on larger animals, but we've got something for everyone to still participate and have some fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's great. I perked up real big, Ben, whenever you mentioned there is a doe quantity contest, yeah. Correct?
King of Queens. Yeah, the King of Queens contest. So we have a north and a south region, and it is we basically followed the old maps from the Confederate War. you had to expand a little bit because the map looks, you know, the United States looks different than it did then. But so we broke all the states out into the south and the north, right? And what's cool is it's all quantity. We'll probably have some little side prizes in there for the guys that do weigh their field dress deer, but we want to make it easy to participate. And that way, if somebody's on public land, they shoot a doe, like they're way back in there, they're going to cut her up. They're not going to weigh her field dressed. They can just take a good photo and get it posted. Saying all that, we have some epic prizes for it too, man. I mean, for each region, there's a Bowtech Amplify that's being given away by Okeland Pro Shop out in Oklahoma. They're giving away two bows for a bow for each region. And but again, this is a thing that has nothing to do with a managed deer herd, like, and per se, like for managed for trophy bucks. This is a management tool that in a lot of sections that, you know, where you need to kill does, you know, you can take 2, 3, 4 does off a farm, you know, where you've got way too many does on it. Well, in this scenario, you can have more fun because realistically, what percentage of doe kills get posted and celebrated, you know? Like, I don't see those a whole lot. I mean, now you do. You do. Yours are 100%, right?
I'm like, but, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Like, and what's cool, though, is, okay, so you post that, you know, obviously you have, you know, you need content and you need to, you know, show people what you're doing, right? But you're also excited about it. You wouldn't kill that doe if you weren't pumped up about killing the doe, right?
Absolutely.
And I think in this scenario, you know, we can have guys participate in the contest and they can get excited about it. Those are something to be excited about. Maybe guys seeing like more doe picks and stuff, like, hey, you know, I should be proud of that. Cause realistically, the more deer you shoot, the better you are going to be at shooting deer. So saying all that, it's another category, another contest. We had some guys step up to run it. I'm super thankful that they did. And, we're going to run that and stuff. And it's going to be an absolute bloodbath. There's going to be hundreds of does entered this thing. But again, everybody can participate in that, even if like they don't have a big target buck on their farm or they're just having a tough season, they ain't be able to get out much. Well, guess what? I can go participate in the King of Queens. That's what we're calling it. And, you know, get in there and get on that leaderboard and maybe win something. That'd be kind of cool.
What do you think? What do you think the number is that's going to win that?
It's going to be in the 20s.
You think so?
I'd say probably, yeah, I'd say, you know, like I'm not, you know, I've had a couple guys throw some big numbers at me and I'm like, nah, that ain't going to happen. But I would say there'll be one person will enter at least 20 does. And I would say probably top three in each category would probably be no less than eight, you know? But just like everything, you have the outliers, you know, that whoever kills 15 or 20 is going to be an outlier. Most guys that are going to be competing for the top seven and prizes or however many prizes we have for each region, they're going to be, yeah, they're going to have four, five, six, seven. I mean, you're going to see that just jumping up and down. And there's going to be some, there'll be some people that'll link up and realize, hey, you're, you know, my brother from another mother in another state, you know, we love killing does too, you know? Yeah. And, but yeah, I love shooting does. We always do a big hunt at the end of the year. I know you've seen some of the pics from me and Powell, and, we love shooting them. They're fun.
It is fun, man. And like, I guarantee you some of these guys out in Texas, on the MLD ranches and stuff where the state's giving them, you know, 300 tags.
Yeah.
They'll wear them out. They might yeah. kill. I'm very surprised that somebody from Texas hasn't won, and maybe they have, and I just don't know it, but hasn't won like King of the Tines or something like that.
We've had some Texas fellas get close. You know, and you know, that's just, and like you're saying about King of Tines, King of Tines is your top $5 for the year, and you can enter as many bucks as you kill, but our, you know, our formula will pick out the top five. I don't know anybody that got in the top 10 in hunting in one state. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it's designed. That's why we have it as five, because we have a lot of people that travel and hunt, and a lot of guys travel and hunt by using the Bow Hunting League to network and go sleep on guys' couches and go hunt said public land or a small farm somewhere. But yeah, top $5 for the year for the King of Tines. Yeah. And I would say, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody, you know, dumped like three big stud bucks in Texas and then, or, you know, and moved on to another state, or like you said, use some of those, was it MLD tags? I think it's called MLD. Using some of those MLD tags and killing some other bucks. You know, it's, Texas is an interesting state. It's almost like its own nation, you know, when it comes to regulation and deer contests. I mean, I'm not deer contests, but just deer regulation, deer seasons. You know, there's a lot of guys. I mean, I know I've heard several times that a lot of those guys won't sign up because they don't want the deer they're killing publicized on public forums. You know, I've seen that a few times, but yeah, it's something for everybody. Like you said, I mean, there's all kind of, you got anything to add, DA?
kind of outside of the whole contest perspective too, is, my biggest piece has been to grow like the network and the reach. And the reason I wanted to do that is you go on a lot of different forums and groups, and it can kind of be, there's some good ones, you know, I'm not saying everyone's crap, but there are some where it's, you know, the typical drama and crap talking and stuff like that. Like, we've got a page that keeps pretty clean. My goal is always to make it so, like, if a young kid wants to start bow hunting, they can go on our page and they're not seeing anything like inappropriate or people cussing each other out. And the reason I like that is, you know, we're talking about people who are going to be posting does, you know, posting scrub bucks, forkies, and they're going to get a bunch of attention that they might not get in other areas. And because we want them to be excited about their kills. We want them to be proud of that stuff, you know, not a place where we're going to be like, oh, why'd you shoot that? Why didn't you hold out? All of that stuff. Like, it's kind of funny. I made a meme a couple days ago, and it was a Captain Planet type meme for the Bow Hunting League. And it was like, trophy hunters, meat hunters, doe slayer, and it's just all these different people like that combine in this one area and celebrate each other's kills. So you know, cool, we've got a contest, but we got a pretty cool place where if you just want to share your bow kills, or you want to see a lot of other people's kills and, you know, congrats them and like their stuff, that's the place to do it.
Yeah, man, that group continues to be, it's honestly, well, right now it may be the only Facebook hunting group that I'm still involved in. Like, I'm like you, DA. I hate that drama crap, and I also hate the fact that sometimes I feel like I have to comment on stuff when I shouldn't. You know what I mean? So it's like I might as well just leave it. But in that bow hunting group, the bow hunting league group, it just doesn't seem that way. And I say it every time you're on, Ben, but man, like, you're talking about a group with some high level hunters. Very, very high level guys who are at the top of the game as it comes to bow hunting in the nation. And they're the ones who are they have the best online presence. They're not going to, you know, trash talk anything or anything like that. It's always a great group, really fun community to be a part of. And, man, yeah, I think anybody who, I mean, there's really, I can't think of a lot of reasons, Ben, why anybody wouldn't sign up, other than you just wouldn't quit pestering them, and they were like, I'm just not going to do it, just out of principle. That's the only thing I can think.
Yeah. I don't stop, man, like, especially if somebody's willing to listen, I want them to hear it, because, you know, and it's not, you know, it really doesn't benefit me that much if somebody signs up an individual, but I know it can benefit them a lot if they decide to take advantage of it and try to get in there and you know, just get in there and see what happens. You know, wherever you want to go with your bow hunting and your hunting adventures, it can definitely help. You know, I was just thinking about it last week, you know, when we started the contest and we got everything going, I hunted one state. Okay. I had one farm and I hunted one state, and I hunted in Tennessee. And, now, if I had enough time and if the rut was long enough, I could hunt the rut in every dang near every state that has deer in it, by networking. And yes, I've been in it a long time. I'm talking a lot, and I'm, you know, but there are a lot of guys in there that are very active, and they take advantage of a lot of the opportunities that they have. And, you know, and that's the thing, like, if, you know, even in the South, so if a guy is ate up with deer hunting, and Powell said this several times, and I know he said it on your podcast before, but Matt's said it. He said, you know, if your goal is to kill big deer, you need to go where they live, right? And that's kind of like with you traveling to Kentucky, you know, and you're on public ground, but you knew you were in the neighborhood of big deer. And it didn't take you very long to kill one, and a big one. And, you know, the thing is, like, guys have to do that, but what better way to do that than to meet other like-minded hunters and share camp with them, maybe, you know, grab a hotel room, so, you know, split the cost on some stuff. Whatever the scenario is, you know, you're in the right place for that kind of networking, and you're around like-minded hunters and guys that truly appreciate the sport. And that's something that, as we get farther along in my connection to individuals and get, you know, when we started, that we were so small, I knew every single guy and where they were hunting and what they were killing, and they were messaging me what they were seeing, all the stuff. As we get larger and I lose that connection with the entirety, we kind of maintain that same message and have that open stance. And the thing is, DA and myself all the time have new guys message us like, hey, like, you know, is this okay? Or, you know, like, hey, this is neat. How long, you know, they'll just start having conversations with us. And, you know, we're open to that, you know, like, and there's very few things I think that are like that, you know, we're, you know, in the hunt community and stuff. I mean, people, you think about like, some of the guys that, you know, that are supposedly be figureheads in this heritage and us, you know, hunting traditions and all these things, you know, how many of those guys are approachable? You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm not saying we're anything big or anything. I'm just saying that we're trying to carry on this tradition of bow hunting and let guys have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's fun. It needs to be fun. We don't need to be so serious all the time.
Do you want to know more about saddle hunting? Well, you can go to tetherednation.com for all your saddle hunting needs. Tethered is for saddle hunters, by saddle hunters, and they're redefining ultralight hunting. If you know me, you know that I love to have a system for all of my hunting equipment, where everything works together, and we preach about it a lot on this podcast. When you buy from Tethered, you can rest easy knowing that all your gear is designed to work together as a system. Saddles, platforms, ropes, climbing sticks, and a ton of other great gear just for saddle hunting can be found by visiting tetherednation.com today. That's tetherednation.com. Check them out. So what are the, like, what are the biggest, maybe the right way to ask the question would be, what's the rule that you have seen broken the most in the bow hunting league?
Oh, just as far as scores, like, and
just,
like entries,
just
and
anything
stuff?
Like the most common mistake or
leaving the bow out of the picture with the deer.
So you gotta take a picture. That's pretty much the proof that you killed it with the bow. Mm-hmm.
Everything else, and it's not. We don't do pretty much what you said. Yes, that is the proof, but that is like your integrity on the line at that point.
Yeah,
and. You know, everything else can be done after you get home. You know, you can score him, you can whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like you can cut him up, you do all those other things after you get home. But the main thing is getting a photo, and it doesn't even have to be in the field. You can have him in the bed of your truck. You can have him loaded up on your four wheeler. We don't care, but the bow has to be in the photo with the deer.
Have you had people, yep. Have you had people try to cheat that rule, like shoot a deer with a gun?
Okay, so I thought you were going to say where we're going to go. So I'm sure that it's happened. But the thing that's kind of cool as we grow is, okay, so you post a picture on a group and engagement starts happening and pictures can travel fast. Or just, you know how Facebook works. If you're friends with me and I post a picture, you might see it go up. Well, if you knew I shot it with a rifle and I'm posting it as if I did it with a bow, that stuff comes full loop pretty quickly. Like we've had a lot of different people who, you know, kind of got outed because they're like, yeah, that guy actually just got in trouble for poaching that deer. So you might want to do something with that. So it's almost a self-policing mechanism. It's not perfect. It's definitely not perfect, but I think a lot of stuff has, you know, not been entered inappropriately because of that worry that something will come out. I was going to say, though, we did have someone Photoshop a bow in once. Twice, actually. Once in the turkey and once in the deer league, and it did not end well.
It's creative.
Dude, that is – was it? Were they terrible Photoshop jobs?
Oh, it was so bad. And here's the thing, too, like, I won't say names. The buck one, the guy sent us like 40 pictures and fought with us for like 4 days straight about how he forgot to take the picture and he, you know, we should let him enter it, blah, blah, blah. 4 days in, then magically this picture just shows up with a bow on it. And it's like, well, where has this been? So I click on his profile and I find the picture that he had just edited. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh boy.
That is freaking awesome.
It gets interesting, man. And we've had some scenarios where we, you know, like in court. See, it's not, we're not trying to make them prove to us that they killed it with a bow, right? You know, because they'll send, you know, and I'm not clowning on anybody, but it gets very interesting because the rule is black and white and it's super easy to understand. But like the thing is, like, they will try to prove to us that they killed it with a bow. And we've had scenarios where guys have filmed their hunts, okay? Filmed their hunt. And like, you may not even have the bow in the same window of the deer, but like, you know, you see it get shot. Well, on the recovery, they don't have their bow on the recovery. So when you have the dead animal there, I mean, we could, I mean, if even they didn't take a picture with it, they had the bow in the recovery, they could do a screenshot of it, snapshot, and then we could see that. And then there it is. But we've had guys send us their tags to almost writing affidavits about it. but I just, you know, and I hate it. Like, I do not, perfect world, we would have zero DQs because it's less work for us. There's no hard feelings, you know, that whole thing. But we feel like the photos of the deer and the bow celebrate bow hunting without saying anything. Like, it's there, you see the bow and the deer, it tells a story, right? And you can see what model bow they're shooting. Oh, I'm shooting the same bow they are. Like, you know, that guy's shooting a recurve. Well, that's cool. I want to hear about that hunt he just had. You know what I'm saying? Like, it draws a lot more interest.
Well, and aside from that, it's a competition. It's free. And that's really the only, that's like the only rule of the competition, mm-hmm. right? It's like, if I join a competition, I'm going to follow the rules. You can't just enter a fishing tournament and be like, well, I swear I caught it, I just didn't get any good pictures of it. You know, like, it,
right.
That's not how it works, right? So you've got to follow those rules. I think it's hilarious. So I've always been curious, like, if people tried to cheat during the deal.
It definitely happens.
and
you know, with, and like, DA was saying, you know, with social media and as we get larger, plus the guys are on a 3-man team, you know, a lot of guys want to sign up solo. Well, one benefit of, you know, there's two things that we're losing if they just sign up solo. First off, they're losing the opportunity to carry on with these, with two other guys for the whole season, you know, banter back and forth, you know, kind of keep up with their hunting. You know what I'm saying? If they tag out, maybe they can go to one of their teammates' states, you know, go hunting too. You know, whatever. They're missing out on that. Second thing is, if they do cheat and their teammates know about it, now they're accomplices. You know what I'm saying? And, like, realistically, I don't know how y'all were, but, like, you know, when you were a kid growing up learning and stuff, we all made mistakes, right? We did stupid stuff. But if I got my friends in trouble, or if I made my friends look bad or embarrassed them, like, it really ate me up bad, and not more so than myself. And, you know, so it's kind of one of those things that it does help with that, monitoring of the integrity of the contest. But overall, I mean, high 90%, probably 97-98% of guys in this contest are straight laced. They want to have a good time. They enjoy it because there's more guys like them in this contest, you know?
Right.
And we really don't have very many problems.
Well, shoot. Yeah, man. That's really cool. I really enjoy it. Luke, do you have any questions? I know this is probably one of the first times that you've talked about the Bow Hunting League. Of course, you probably heard me talk about it before, but what, as a new guy, what are some things that might be going through your head?
No, yeah, I guess, like, with me hearing kind of just some new stuff that I haven't heard before, if I were to just start signing up and try to find different people to sign up with, what does the process look like of, like, just getting started, like, from ground zero, to find, like, other people or to start that journey?
So here's the cool thing. You know, if your listeners are wanting to sign up, you can start with your inner circle. Go to your friends, go to your family, see if you have some people that want to sign up with you. But if you don't have that, we actually build recruitment threads. And I try really hard to keep it like, hey, post who you are, post your resume, post what you want from this season. Because here's the thing, not everyone wants to join this contest to win. Some people just want to join to have fun. Some people want to join to meet new people. So, you know, let's say I was brand new. I could go in there and be like, hey, guys, I really want to do this. I'm hunting Missouri this year. I'm new. I'm probably going to shoot the first buck I see. But if you want to have a good time, let's sign up. And the reason the recruitment
call
thread
for,
is so
call
successful.
For a good time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
With a crossbow. Yeah. Oh, I mean, never mind. Wrong one.
Wrong trail.
It helps vet people. So you're not signing up with someone expecting one thing and having something completely different. And the other misconception that we deal with a lot is people think that they have to sign up with someone from the same state. You can sign up with anyone you want from anywhere you want. Me, I went more with the strategy of I signed up with a guy when I was living in Florida. They live in Kentucky and Missouri. So, you know, that was me just knowing that they're going to kill big deer and then I'm going to go shoot whatever I see. And hopefully it's big enough to help us all. But no, really, it's a neat thing. We've got the recruitment threads. And I would say, Ben, what do you think? Probably 50% of our teams entered each year come from that.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if it's that, yeah, they're, you know, a lot of times we'll have guys that'll sign up with their buddies. But you will see this, like, you know, there are certain types of people that like the camaraderie and like the conversation and are real talkative. Well, I see guys like that like that. They're the one that come in the group and sign up them and their two hometown buddies, right? Well, the two hometown buddies don't have any skin in the game. They don't really care. And the other guy's like, look, y'all need to get in there and talk. And nobody's talking. So the next year, that guy that, you know, the captain that came in and brought his two buddies in, he's out looking for random teammates. And he's going out messaging other guys, you know, hey, do y'all want to team up and stuff? And that, you know, to where he can get in a group that's more conversational. So, but saying all that, yeah, I've seen, yeah, DA's totally right. I mean, I see that, especially a lot of the collages that come through, when they come through and it's somebody's been in the contest 3 or 4 years, I'm like, y'all know each other because of this group. That's the only reason y'all know each other. And it's just like a situation happened a couple days ago. Like Will Ramsey, Wes Ramsey posted, Tyler Roberts came up from Oklahoma all the way up to Northern Indiana to help him get a farm set up for the season. And he's obviously trading a hunt with this guy. And we talked a bunch, you know, off the outside of the group on, you know, private messenger. And he's like, dude, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened, you know, to the, like, and that I've seen in the hunting community. He's like, this is the best hunting community I've ever seen. And he's involved in a lot of different things and a lot of different circles. And he said, it's so cool that I can go around and he's a big turkey hunter. And he's like, I can travel to 10 different states, you know, throughout the turkey season and sleep on people's couches and, you know, hunt on the cheap, you know, just buy his tags and go. And he said, I wouldn't be able to do that, you know, if I didn't have that. You know, he wouldn't be able to afford outfitters everywhere or hotel rooms every town he goes to. And, but yeah, like I was saying, yeah, like DA said, yeah, probably 30 to 50% of the teams are from these recruitment threads. And we don't do randomized teams anymore. We've done those in the past, but they just don't work because the thing is, like, you get put on a randomized team and we're forcing guys to link up. And it's better if it's initiated by the other person, you know, because we ask them, hey, put forth a little bit of effort, find a find a couple teammates and get signed up. You actually do all the signups through our website. It's bowhuntingleague.com. It's super easy. You literally go to the website and there's a little box you click on, sign your team up. You click on that and it takes you to our sign up form. And then you literally put in the information. It's super easy. We just need names and email addresses. So we don't ask for any money. It's 100% free. So, really, all you have to do is enter a buck to be entered to win a brand new Matthews V3X. I mean, there isn't anything, it's nothing easier than that. Sign up and forget about it. Well, who cares?
Man,
that's cool.
I lucked out. I got a guy from from Virginia who kills giant deer, and another guy from Illinois that killed a freaking stud last year. You remember that one that Sean killed? It was 170 something inches, something like that.
Yeah, huge. Just random too. I mean, he's like, I don't really kill very big deer, and then he shoots him like a booner.
we were talking before season, and we were all just kind of meeting each other or whatever, texting and sending pictures for our collage or whatever that I was gonna make. And I mean, obviously, I put forth my probably top three biggest deer. And then but it got to Sean and he was like, man, I don't really shoot giant deer or anything. And he posted a couple of really good, solid deer. And then this year goes off and kills a booner. Yeah, I mean, it was nuts, man. It's a really cool, deal. You can meet some really cool new people. And Ben, I honestly kind of feel like I lucked into knowing about the Bow Hunting League when I did, just because seeing that velvet buck that you killed on the first Tennessee hunt, I was like, hey, there's a guy that's killed a deer. Let's see if we can get him on the podcast. That was one of the first deer that was killed.
Yeah. I think I've asked you this before. Was that your second year? Or was that your first year doing the podcast?
Oh man, I think it was 18. I think it was, it may have been my second year. That sounds right.
Cause you hadn't been doing it very long either.
No.
And that was the first podcast I'd ever been on.
Well, hot dang.
Yeah. Like
that.
Yeah, man, you got a little plaque. We're going to have to do a little plaque or something. First podcast. But it's cool. And it's, I've seen you grow too. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I've seen your channel and, your content and stuff, and you've got a different, totally different spin than what is, was mainstream. You know what I'm saying? You are not mainstream. You are hey, this is what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to try this out. And, you go into a place knowing that you're going to try to shoot a six pointer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or hey, this is a target buck. If I see a six pointer, I'm shooting. And that's definitely not mainstream, but you are hunting what's there. That is what's there. You have realistic goals. And the thing is, you're still excited. You know what I'm saying? And if you weren't excited, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's cool, man. Cause when I started watching your stuff, I was like, this guy's really different. I was like, I don't know anybody that's doing stuff like this.
And, this guy's goofy. This guy's weird as crap.
You were the first guy I watched, shoot a yearling buck with gauges in his ears.
That's really specific. And it's funny though, you're the first guy that I ever saw left-handed fella shoot a, it's funny that video comes up so much and it's almost hilarious. Cause who goes to freaking Kentucky on the velvet hunt and shoots this little bitty deer? And the reality is I've maybe killed three deer like that since I've started filming stuff. But everybody remembers them and it is so freaking funny to me. It's
made it smart.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. It's funny to me how a lot, because a lot of people say man, I watched some of your videos and then I watched this one where you go out to Kentucky and you kill this like little tiny velvet deer. And that was when I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I like that guy. It's funny. And going back.
Yeah, go out and shoot something. Hey, we're hunting.
We were talking about skating, going to skate parks and being in that crowd of people. Ben, you'll appreciate this, DA, because Ben said you are not mainstream, which as a young punk rock
that's a compliment.
Young punk rock kid, I'm like, you're dang right I'm not mainstream.
Yeah.
Anyways, fellas, it's been a pleasure getting to talk with you guys. So check out Bow Hunting League, right, on Facebook. Tell us everywhere that people can follow along.
So we have Facebook, Facebook group. It's 41,000 guys in there. It's Bow Hunting League. Good place to meet other hunters and get a team signed up. If you already have the guys you know want to be on your team, go to bowhuntingleague.com, the website, and sign your team up. We also have Instagram, and we're also on GoWild. We talk. I have some guys reach out to me on GoWild too. So, just having a big time, man. You can find us pretty much anywhere. Just Google Bow Hunting League, and you'll find the website and find our stuff.
Fantastic. Well, fellas, I appreciate you coming on, and it's going to be a fun season.
Yes, sir. Thank
Definitely
you.
Definitely looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Ben, offline, I want to talk to you about an idea that I have for another branch called the Crossbow Hunting League. Let's see what Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast. And as always, a big shout-out to all of our partners. That's Go Wild, Tethered, Spartan Forge, and 6 Day Grind Coffee Company. You can keep up with Southern Ground Hunting by following us on Facebook or Instagram or subscribing to the YouTube channel. And you can be sure to check us out at southerngroundhunting.com to pick up some of our merch, read some blog articles, and all that good stuff. I truly hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and we'll see you here again next week. Remember that God gave you dominion over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and the beasts of the earth. So go out and exercise that dominion. We will talk to you next week.